Hundreds of veterans and their supporters rallied Monday urging the VA to keep the clinic open. Without it, many fear they'd lose their own doctors and have to travel to the Twin Cities for help. But in a one-paragraph release from Minneapolis, VA Administrator Stephen Kleinglass says they will stop their efforts to privatize or close the Superior Clinic, and they'll not pursue any changes.
I'm absolutely shocked.
That's State Representative Frank Boyle of Superior. He was among many people leading the effort to save the clinic.
We need to make sure that the veterans of the Iraqi war and the Afghan war and the war on terrorism receive the same kind of medical benefits that we've given to WW2 vets and Korean War vets. We need to keep these facilities open. We need to meet our commitment to serve not only the soldiers that we put in harm's way, but the veterans as well.
Minnesota and Wisconsin congressional delegates also entered the fray to save the clinic. Boyle says the next step is to expand health care offered to veterans in Superior. It serves 5,600 veterans now and has a waiting list of another 700 in Superior. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.